evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1/29/2021. It's a live show. And I'll tell you what, the wild weasel's starting to move, is he not? Starting to move. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus, if you believe in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the First Amendment, the right to freedom of speech, the right to freedom of religion, the right to assembly and to petition for redress of grievances, the right to freedom of the press, and the other Bill of Rights, then, oh boy, you are now a target of the Department of Human Sacrifice. If you believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, then you are now going to be targeted by the Department of Human Sacrifice and the FBI and all of the EIEIOs. Because they have bought in and have gone all whole hog into the Luciferian doctrine and the worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, along with the Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala and all of the Schumeries. Schumer hits the fan and the pillow chips and all of them. I'm going to tell you what, if that be what it is now to be so-called conservative, or you're a Christian patriot, or you're a veteran out there, and you believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, then woe unto them who call good evil and evil good, because that is what you're doing out there, DHS. DHS, look in the mirror, because your career dissipation light will soon come, and it may just come at the behest of archangels of the Lord Jesus. And when they see what you're going to try to do, when they see that, and you had better understand it. When you look in the mirror in the morning to shave, when you look in there and you say, pretty good tough guy, DHS, pretty good tough guy, fiddle with boys eternally. When you see all of that crap, then you better hear it. Bima, 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 bima. Do you hear the East German siren coming for you? Do you see the little blinking red light? That's your career dissipation light. Because when the angels of the Lord Jesus will come, they will pull you out and pick you up out of there and throw you into the fiery furnace. And there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And you won't know what hit you. And as you're going down the chute, you'll see all your hut buddies. You'll see all of the ones that did not stand with the people on behalf of the people, on behalf of the Bill of Rights, on behalf of the Lord. Oh, no. Red China Joe, the job killer. Red China Joe, the job killer, just killed 58,000 good-paying union jobs. Hey, Joe. Joe the job killer. Joe the job killer. Red China Joe. He stole the show, and now he's killing them old jobs. Don't you know? Red China Joe. Red China Joe. Red China Joe. Killing them old jobs. Don't you know? 58,000. Approximately. That's the Western people plus the XL, 48,000 and 10,000, 11,000, around 58,000, 59,000. But potentially, by what he's trying to do, Red China Joe, you're destroying the fact that the United States, under President Donald J. Trump, had arisen to be the number one producer of oil and natural gas on the planet. And that we were free from the dependency upon the Middle East, free from the dependency upon Russia, another one of your communist buddies, Red China Joe. So now, instead of exporting natural gas, liquid natural gas, instead of being able to frack and to run the stuff from Canada and use the Canadian oil for our pipeline in a North American sort of alliance. You're going to cut all that out, and you're going to make us buy Red China Joe. You're going to make us buy oil and natural gas, make Europe dependent on Russia, hand Europe and all your so-called allies into the hands of Putin. And meanwhile, you're killing good-paying union jobs. The first week, and you kill 58,000. And potentially 10.3 million jobs in the oil and natural gas industries, plus the coal industry. You're going to kill Kentucky. You're going to kill Ohio on coal and oil and natural gas. You're going to kill Pennsylvania on coal, oil, fracking, natural gas. You're going to kill West Virginia. You're going to kill all of them. Illinois. Kansas has got oil and natural gas. Illinois has got coal and oil, natural gas. Other states, too. You're killing all of it in order to do the bidding of your red Chinese minders, the ones that you got paid through your son, allegedly, $1.45 billion. So I'm going to tell you, it's Red China Joe. Get you a postcard. Don't say anything else on it. Just say, Red China Joe killing good union jobs. Killed 58,000 good union paying union jobs the first week. Red China Joe, the job killer. Red China Joe, the job killer. Put them on a postcard so people can see them. Don't put your return address. Put the other return address would be the White House where you're sending it. Send it to one to your state, to your U.S. representative from Congress. Send one to your two senators. Send them to your governor. Send them to that. Send them to the local Republican Party and also the local Democratic Party. Send you a postcard and just do it that way. Don't put anything mean. Don't threaten anybody. Don't do anything. But just tell them, hey, Red China Joe is the job killer. Red China Joe is the job killer. What do you think you're going to do, Red China Joe? What do you think you're going to do, Red China Joe, when the average electrical bill in an apartment in the Bronx or in Queens or Brooklyn, what are you going to do when the average electrical bill goes up $50 a month on people who don't have a job because your idiot Cuomo and your idiot de Blasio have cut everybody out of work up there? What are you going to do in Chicago or L.A. or Oshkosh or Keokuk? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you have an electrical bill go up? And then also the natural gas. People are not using oil necessarily to heat on the East Coast, maybe, but people are using natural gas. Now you're going to quit fracking. You're going to quit the gas pipelines. You're going to quit all of that. And you're going to raise the natural gas monthly price to heat a house and to put the lights on a house. Now, you're interested in stopping hunger, right? Well, all that means is you want to get people on food stamps and relief so that you can guarantee that they'll vote for you so you can give them your weekly money. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Red China Joe, you're a job killer. You're a job killer, Red China Joe, job killer. You killed 58,000 good-paying union jobs. Red China Joe, do you know that the jobs you killed average over $40 an hour? And you're going to replace them with, at the best, $20 or $25 an hour jobs? And not even anywhere near the potential to be able to do that. So I'm going to tell you what. You basically have told a lie. basically have told a lie, haven't you, Red China Joe? And you did steal it. Trump told you in the letter. So the FBI guy who committed a felony, the little bitty guy, the Kevin Klein Smith, the FBI official who forged the documents of the FISA warrants, which is a felony that allowed the warrants, the FISA warrants to be spied on President Trump. Of course, he's the little bitty pipsqueak they picked out for the job when they should have got Comey, Rosenstein, McCabe, Page, Strzok, Ors, Baker, and Clapper, and Brennan, and maybe even old Prosobiec, you know? Just try to stay out of it, but I'll tell you what, you're in it. And old Ray Ray got him a haircut. A little less of the pompadour hairspray crowd, and a little bit more of the old school. Yeah. And then Bodie. I guarantee you Bodie's still using the hair gel. But this Klein Schmidt, this little pipsqueak attorney for the FBI, the fiddle with boys internally, Kevin Klein Schmidt, who committed a felony, guess what his sentence was? For this felony on the FISA warrants to spy and to do a spy in order to do a coup d'etat against President Trump, this little piece of crap, Klein Schmidt's sentence was a year of probation and community service. Oh, well, we're just spying on the President of the United States, and we're just going to give him a year of probation. Okay, he's a nice little boy. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Bull Durham is bullshit. Bull Durham is bullshit, and William P. Barr was a piece of crap cleaner for the dadgum CIA, just like he was in the days of Whitewater, just like in the time of Centaur Rose and Jade Bridge and all those operations down there, when you were bringing in the cocaine and C-137s, bringing it all in down there, weren't you? Selling it to the Contras and then distributing it all over the place in the United States. And oh yeah, and then some of the prophets went in to allegedly buy Angel Fire and all those different places. Oh man. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing, put a fork in and it's done. I'm going to tell you what, you'd better do all of the things logistically and supplies wise and protection wise, and you better prepare for an end time scenario when you're likely going to see your own people in DHS Unity Police uniforms, and they'll probably hire Antifa and the BLM, and then they will come around door to door, and they're going to come eventually to take your guns, and then old Hound Dog Kerry. Hound Dog, get rid of your plane and go back to your bicycle. Get rid of your plane and go back to your tricky bike. You loved your tricky bike over in Europe, didn't you? Well, you can just bike right around in Massachusetts. Oh, I forgot, you live out on the yacht so you don't pay any taxes in Massachusetts because you keep the yacht out beyond a certain limit and take your launch in out of the back of the yacht and go in and just operate like you're a... who you are, you know, a blim blam man. Oh, you scratch your arm on the rail of your boat. Uh-oh, better put in for a Purple Heart, right? Well, let me tell you something, people. China Joe, Red China Joe, stole the show, don't you know? And now he's the big job killer of good-paying union jobs. Why are these union people going along with this guy? Their people were all working in the Trump world. Everybody was working. There was 3.9% unemployment was the unemployment number. 3.9%. And now all I get from the GOP They want money for the GOP. GOP, you got all the money in the world, but you got a bunch of chicken crap. You got a bunch of chicken shits. If you want to go out there and do something right now, go out and contact every one of the people in every one of the local unions in the oil and gas unions and say to them, are you real happy with China Joe now? Let's go ahead and get you signed up as Republicans and get you in the deal. Let's see if we can help you get a job. We're going to go ahead and try to help you get a job. Forget about trying to raise the money. You go and help these people to get a job, and they'll come to you, brother. Why don't you go into the black communities? Why don't you take Senator Tim Scott and say, hey, President Trump brought all this money in your thing in the Opportunity Zone, and your unemployment rent went way down. Why did you vote for Red China Joe? He just killed a bunch of jobs. You think you're really going to get solar factories in here in the Bronx? You know? You think you're going to get them into, you know, Harlem? You think you're going to get them into the, you know, southwest side of Chicago? I don't think so. You're going to get them into East St. Louis? I don't think so. It would be nice if you could, you know. But I'll tell you what. Last time I was in the Bronx, it may have changed some, but when I, last time I was in the Bronx, going out to Hunts Point, it was like the London Blitzkrieg, and the houses, all the buildings were blown out, and piles of bricks and all the crap, and the, you know, 1,000 hookers on the road, standing on the road, looking for the truck drivers going to Hunts Point. Produce market, you know? Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to keep voting for Red China Joe and Ocasio-Cortez and all these people. And, oh, yeah, they're going to get you all the money that you say, you think. But at some point in time, when they come and they send their people to come and get the firearms in the United States, then this stuff is going to go bat crazy. You know what? Crazy. All right? And I'll tell you what. Woe to any of the police or the sheriff's deputies or anybody, even the feds, who sides with these Luciferian scumbags who come to destroy the Second Amendment. Now, I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence again. And I'm going to repeat myself some because, quite frankly, it needs to be pounded in. And here it is. That to secure these rights, government are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed. Not from the consent of the mob and union bosses in Philadelphia or in Chicago or Milwaukee or in Maricopa County. Oh, yeah, you got them out there, too. Or in Wisconsin, you know, at the college town there, too, or wherever it might be. In Michigan and Detroit. Oh, yeah. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So that is the Declaration of Independence. That probably right there is now forbidden. You know, that would be forbidden, all right? Now, let's just see what we got over here. Let's see what we got over here. And we got amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Here's a good one here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Well, you see, they're doing away with all of that. And it's your DHS, it's your FBI, your ATF, and all the other EIEIOs. And then you got Hound Dog Terry. Hound Dog Terry, go back and get your bicycle, boy. Go back and get your bicycle. And Kerry is talking about the Kigali Principles. Oh, yes, the Kigali Principles. Well, you know what that is, basically? That means the UN's going to have foreign troops come in here and help the DHS and help the FBI and help the ATF to come and take your guns and to grind you down and to throw you into COVID camps and work camps. And now you got FEMA. FEMA is a originally designed and still is designed for continuity of government operations. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Association, continuity of government. They're talking about Kigali Principles, which would bring in, like, the Red Chinese troops under UN auspices, bring in Russian troops under UN auspices, Iranian troops, Pakistani troops, whoever they can get to come. I remember the days back years ago, they had the map of the United States, and out of the Bilderberg and out of all the stuff, they showed the 10 regions, which were the FEMA regions. We're under martial law already. George W. Bush put us under that. It's never been rescinded. The emergencies have all been continued. So, they're going to make all of your gasoline $5, $6, $7 a gallon. Your utility bills will go probably 50, 60, 70% more. You're going to lose your jobs. Unemployment's going to be way up. Oh, boy. Apparently, Israel just hit Iran with massive power outage and cyber attacks and loud explosions going off in Iran right now. I just got that mail. Thank you, Mr. Brush Hog. God bless you, and may he protect you against all evil. So apparently that is just happening. I don't know. I haven't seen the other confirmation, but apparently that's going on right now. Apparently Israel's hitting Iran. So I'm going to tell you what. We're sitting here at the end of the month, then I'm going to tell you, this could all be in the, it could be all be done right now. You could be in a situation where you ought to be finding your lamp and your lamp oil, as Lord Jesus told you to do in Matthew 25, in order to prepare. Red Chinese bombers have carried out a simulated attack on the USS Roosevelt carrier group. They heard the pilots talking about simulating sending anti-ship missiles at them. Well, let me tell you what, Red Chinese. You're sitting in here. You got a bunch of you in the United States right now. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You guys are going to get froggy. Then gig the frog, you know. And all I can tell you is this. I would tell you right now, mighty men and women of valor, go over to Red China right now. Use your high technology from your spacecraft and tickle that dam of the Three Gorges dams, and let's see how busy they get. Let's see how busy, when you know where every one of the mullahs and ayatollahs lives in their underground, why don't you pop them with the graphite rods right now? From space, pop them with the graphite. Pop them with the graphite. If we're going to go to the Gog-Magog war, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Because I'm going to tell you what. I'm with the true CIC, with the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And as we come to this end times here now, what did Lord Jesus tell us? What did he tell us? Well, I'm going to tell you what he told you as far as who's going to betray you. Who's going to betray you, right? I'll read it right here, Luke. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. His name is Jesus, people. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now that's interesting. You need to say, well, Jesus, you just said some of them are going to be, we're going to be put to death. But then he says, there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. So I'm going to tell you, you tares, you workers of the wicked one, your time is about up on this planet. And I'll tell you what, people, you don't want to go into the Luciferian night without a fight. I'm going to tell you one thing you can do tonight or tomorrow or as soon as you possibly can. You can order them online, too. Seeds for the garden, although it's just now January, are running out and are getting scarcer already in some venues. Some of the big seed companies like Baker Creek out of Missouri and California, their seed orders are off the charts. They're even slowing down their orders and trying to quit them for a while in order to catch back up because they can't process it all. Now, let's see here. Lady J in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge. She's been at Walmart today. There's hardly any of certain cases of corn, cream corn, green beans. There's shortages, all kind of stuff. And she spoke to somebody at the farm supply store who ordered the seeds from several different companies, and no one would give her an estimated time of arrival. Do you see what I'm saying? Buy what you can now. This is just echoing what I was going to say. Went to Walmart. They had a burpee display. I purchased some seeds. I went out, but wanted to buy some rhubarb. Purchased that in a week or two. The nightmare is living one is a living one. She says, please, brother, warn the people and tell them they need to start getting seed, to look up how now to dry seeds from stuff you get at the grocer. Remind them now is the time that tries men's souls. And I'll tell you what. Thank you, Lady J. You're telling me what I was already getting ready to tell people, and I just happened to click on what you said. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very good. Very good. And it's going to get wilder. Wilder, wilder, wilder. Now let's see what we got going here. Yeah, I was talking about the oil prices going up, the diesel and all of that. I guess you're going to have to put, you know, on the big corn and bean farms, you're going to have to put charging stations out in the middle of the thing. And Joe Biden could now say, quit farming and I'm going to hire you to go out and put electrical charging stations for your electrical tractor, your electrical combine. What's he going to do for all the big watering things? Well, you cannot water out in Kansas or in Nebraska. Cannot water from the Ogallala, you know, thing. Cannot water with all those big water trucks that move and the sprinkler systems, you know, on the wheels. Cannot do that. Won't be able to burn your stuff up in the spring or in the early summer after you harvest. You won't be able to burn the fields to get them going back so you can replant, because that'll put stuff in the air, you know. So we got a comprehensive war against the global food supply, because you're going to cause the price of farms, the cost of farming to go way up. And then what you're going to do is then cause the price of food to go way up. And then pretty soon there won't be any, there'll be famines. And, you know, that's the way it'll be. Red China Joe. Killing good paying union jobs the first week, 58,000. Got his sights set on killing 10.3 million oil and gas jobs. Got his sights set on killing all the coal jobs. Got his sights set. You know what? I guess China Joe, we could just cede all the farmland to the Red Chinese, and then that would pay off our debt to them, right? We could give them all of the mines, and we could give them all the oil and gas fields in the United States, couldn't we? And the redwood timber and all the stuff, and that would pay our debt off, wouldn't it, China Joe? Oh, but they don't want that. They want you to kill Yankee dogs, okay? They want you to grind Yankee dogs down. 75 million will not be deprogrammed. 75 million will not be deprogrammed. 75 million will not be deprogrammed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Because I can use any assistance that you can provide. Could be Federal Reserve notes, medals, a check. Send it to Hawk. That's where to send it. 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. You can reach me by email at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. One more time. Anything most needed and most welcome. A silver dime, a silver dollar, check, Federal Reserve notes, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he give you superabundance and help you to prepare for what is getting ready to come down the pike. I've been on the air obedient since I was recruited to work for the Lord Jesus by the Archangel Michael in a living, wide awake vision. Where I was able to see in the angelic realm and hear and to see Michael and Gabriel as they are, and to hear the angels, the most beautiful melodic singing in the background in a language I did not know. That I did not know. And my, oh my. It was the most beautiful thing. At the same time, you've seen angels, you understand that they're not the little cheered, little cute little things you see at Christmas time on the little, you know, stationery and that kind of stuff. These are powerful beings, okay? And they were winged. And basically communicating to me, then Michael asked me a question, are you afraid? At the time I said, no, I'm not afraid. And here I am, okay, going on 17 years now, and it is a war. I've been wounded in the war several times. They tried to take me out with the electromagnetic weapon out of a helicopter in a suburban area at 100 feet up in the air and 50 yards down the street. They sent people to get me and to take me out. And I thank the MMB for Overwatch in certain periods of time back then. And I also was at my own front door to defend myself when I told the guy they sent who was talking in Pidgin Chinese, and I told him, you either get off my porch or I'm going to ventilate you through the door. He savvied up real good on the English and took off running down the street in his $2,000 sport coat and his Gucci shoes or English shoes or whatever they were. They were pretty expensive. And he didn't get to use the little zapper on me, the 500,000-watt zapper or whatever, or the little phone that has the 22 long rifle shots in it. Because the Chinese intelligence has one. You push a button, it works for a phone, but it'll also shoot a round or two of 22 long rifle. So he didn't get that. And then he ran down the street to the cul-de-sac to the man and was smoking. I could see his cigarette and the trail of exhaust from the car in the wintertime or the cool air. And the guy went to the driver's side, and I could see the cigarette flare up, you know, taking a drag, you know, the thing. And then he ran back around to the passenger side. And then that thing took off, and he hit that thing with the nitrous or the supercharger or whatever he had on it, man. And he popped that thing into the high end. And by the time he got up the road, I was tracking him with my golf course driver. The golf course driver. It's a real accurate driver, too. But I was tracking him with it from behind a wall and a bush. And by the time he got up one block up to the hill where I was at, he was doing about 75, 80 mile an hour. He kicked that in gear. Don't come down the way, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be, as the old Indians in New Orleans used to say, two-way puck away, two-way puck away, get out of the way, people. Don't come down my road, because I'm walking down that road, and I work for the Lord Jesus. You want to mess with the Lord Jesus and people who work for him, then you're going to end up in the fiery furnace, people. They're going to end up in the fiery furnace. Stay on the side of Lord Jesus. Stay on the side of the Bill of Rights. Defend your family. Defend your home. Stand up for the Lord against evil. And all of you are taking the pill, the Department of Human Sacrifice pill, or the Fiddle with Boys Internally pill, or the, you know, the CIA, the EIEIO pill, where now you've turned against the American people as the enemies of the state, then you just got to remember that old Brill is still in the jar. Brill is still in the jar. You come to get Brill in the jar. Just like, you know, the movie. Well, they didn't get Brill in the jar, did they? Brill ended up on the beach in Cancun or Acapulco or Puerto Vallarta or somewhere, you know? And Will Smith kept his job as an attorney. 7,000 National Guards staying in D.C., and they're going to make the razor wire permanent now around the Capitol? Well, it sounds more like the movie Hunger Games. You're worried about District 13, are you? Are you worried about District 13 out there? Well, District 13 ain't worried about you. District 11 and 12 are saying, hey, let's open the schools. Let's put everybody back to work. Let's go. Trump had us going. We had 3.9% unemployment. We had that, and then the Red Chinese and the COVID-19 allegedly helped to be created by the $3 million grant from the National Institute of Health that Fauci gave to the Wuhan lab, allegedly to have them graft on portions of the HIV genetic structure to make this stuff easier to catch. Oh, they're going to have other diseases, too. Ebola's kind of rearing its head again in Africa again a little bit. Hasn't quit over there. Lord Jesus, I would like if you would go and if you would visit my brother Ronald right now. He lives in New York, let's say, Lord. If you would go to him right now and if you would touch him, remove the cancer from his body, if that be what it is, or to remove whatever the growth is and get it out of his intestines and restore him back to full health, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And may you also see and update and rehab and give another medical miracle today for the son of the Nunemakers in that big hospital in the southern part of the United States. And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to help some real good missionaries who have worked in the Indochina, Indochine area for over 50 years, and now the fruits are starting to blossom, and you see pictures and things from that area of Montagnards, the people in the mountains, all of them with different dialects, and you see them baptizing, you see big smiles, having prayer meetings, singing, and they all got their own new Bibles, many of which provided, a number of which provided by listeners to this show. Well, let's still, if we can, give them a few more while we're at it. The money is able to get there safely by a more circuitous route, but they're able to buy Bibles in the native tongue or in the dialects of the mountain. Each mountain tribe has a different dialect, and they give them a good Bible and a good song book. And it is a blessing. If you would like to assist in that, $5, $10, $1,000, $100, whatever it is, make a check, send a money order. Probably could, you know, that would be the easiest thing for you. Send it to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project. And the address to send it to, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, that's with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA. One more time, send it to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E, M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project. Send it to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you one more time. Get as many seeds as you possibly can for your garden whenever you can get them right now. Do it this weekend, all right? The seeds are going to be running out, and people in the business ordering seeds for their stores are being told they cannot necessarily get them, all right? Now, I've saved seeds for years in a real cool place, you know, in a cool, dry area, in a box. They will work. I've used them a year later, 2 years later. But I'm going to tell you, go out and get some more and get some more of them and get all of those things ready to go to get your greenhouses going or, you know, or to plant outdoors. But be ready to do a greenhouse thing on them as well in case we have fallout. All right? When they do a simulated attack on a U.S. carrier group, the USS Roosevelt, red Chinese bombers, and you've got now in the White House Red China Joe, who allegedly the Bank of China for the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, and the People's Liberation Army allegedly gave China Joe's son, $1.45 billion. And oh, wasn't it also Kerry's son also involved in that so-called hedge fund that those two guys created to invest that red Chinese money? Or did they really even have to invest it necessarily? Or was it all divvied up and then loaned out or this or that or the other and you know that? And then how much got into the hands of Red China Joe? Well, he'd get half of whatever Hunter got, probably half of whatever his brother gets, allegedly. But all that's gone bye-bye too, hasn't it? So do not count on Bull Durham and all these jerks in the, you know, DOJ and all this stuff. The big crooks are in the DOJ. The big crooks are in the DHS. The big crooks are in the FBI. The big crooks are in the CIA and the NSA. That's where the big crooks are at. And they're coming for you, man. They're coming for you. Coming for you. But I'll tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. If you would like to get some silver or gold real quick or platinum or palladium, you can call Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You'll either get Steve or Daryl, his manager, or his son Tyler, or possibly somebody else in the office. But whoever you get, you tell them Old Hawk sent you, and to get you set up with some silver or gold as best possible price as quickly as possible. And when Steve has it, he's usually got it on the hoop, or he can get it quick, and he'll ship it out as soon as possible. And this is the time to acquire physical gold, physical silver, physical platinum, physical palladium, and I would also say physical night vision, physical body armor, physical firearms, physical ammunition, physical long-term storage, physical water purification, water storage, physical NBC gear like gas masks and Tyvek F suits and booties and the little hoods and all that stuff and the big heavy gloves and the big rubber boots. Brother Quayle would tell you to get all of your preps, your basic preps in first, and then go to silver and gold. But I'm going to tell you, like I used to always say, get your money out of the markets and put it into something you can eat, or something you can purify water with, or something you can, you know, heal your family with. Something that you can take to get rid of the whatever they're bringing down the pike, okay? So you can be your own horse doctor, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, the seeds, the stuff, and that goes on down the line. You've got to have at least the spades and stuff. And I'm going to tell you, are you going to have gasoline? I don't know. Red China Joe might make you have an electric deal. I do emphasize, and I think that lithium ion batteries for a chainsaw, for a weed whacker, for a mower, that kind of stuff, the hand drills, the screwdriver, you know, all the hand tools, I think that they're excellent to have those, because if you even went with just a battery, a RV-type battery, a deep-cycle marine battery, a golf cart battery system, you had a few of those, and even just a few of the Cheap Harbor Freight solar panels that will charge in about a day one of these batteries up, you could then plug in those with cords off of inverters and things like that, which you can charge. And then you can charge the car starters, you know, where you can start the engine, or you can have it for a light, or pump your tire up, the 4-in-1 stuff. You can charge those batteries up too. Then you can have rechargeable batteries that can either run off the electricity, I mean, AA, AAA, C, D, or that you could have them, or you could even learn how to recondition those, which is a whole nother thing. But all of that stuff is going to be important. And I will tell you, like I told you the other night, guns are getting hard to find, and also ammo is almost impossible to find. And when you find it, it's $2 to $3 a round sometimes. What I'm trying to say is this. No man knows the exact time when it's all going to go up, but I'm going to tell you, we're in the season. We're already, according to what Lord Jesus has told us in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Why don't you read those again tonight and then read the book of Revelations? Read Ezekiel 38:39. You'll read about the Gog-Magog war, which is getting ready to happen possibly right now. If Israel's hit Iran, this could be it tonight. Could be it tonight. And after I get up there, I think I'll go get some gasoline in my truck. And maybe take a couple cans, you know, before it goes up to $6 a gallon. Red China Joe stole the show. You didn't like Trump now, did you? Don't you know? But you're going to miss him, because that was the last chance to go steady. You know what I'm saying? The way China Joe's going, we won't have an election in 2022. And these Republicans are weak for the most part. Heck, my family is one of the families way back when that helped to start the party from the Whigs. They helped to start the Republican Party and elect Lincoln, the new Lincoln. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I've been up on the old wall talking to you for almost going on 17 years, 16 and change now. And so many of you have gotten prepared. Some of you got so prepared, you got bored with being prepared, and then you quit preparing. So now I'm going to tell you, prepare some more. If you've got your stuff, your supplies, if you have the supplies, then work on logistics and planning. It would be real nice if you were off work, you know, husband or wife or whoever's running the show on the preparations or defending the home. If you had planning in plastic sleeves that were waterproof, that said in this scenario, do 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, D, that you could give a nice checklist for your family if you were not there. Or if you were at work and could not get home, then somebody could pick up that booklet that had the plastic sleeves in there with the basic plans. Plan for evacuation, plan for defense, plan in case of a fire, plan in case of firefight, how to fight, and how to defend your position in the home, where people should be at, what to look for. What you should do just in case you have to bug out, even while you're in the midst of the firefight. How do you do that? Put that in a plan. Put it in a plastic sleeve, waterproof. Have a couple copies. And do not go anywhere unless you're well healed. Unless you got a bag with possible bag in it, you know? Where you got a firearm, a little extra ammo, a magazine or two. Particularly if you're in a state where you can carry. Missouri, Kansas, you can carry without even having a carry license. Other places too, like what is it, Vermont, I think, same kind of a way. Other states the same way. Other states you need to carry. But don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Do something tonight. If you can assist old Hawk, keep me on the air. I will stay here as long as I can. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. If the Lord will allow, tickle that dam in the Green Gorges area. Keep them busy for a change. Show the mullahs what a parchment looks like. Maybe in one of their cities like the Isfahan. And show the fool U.S. government who are now saying they're going to come for 75 million people that they are wrong and they need to turn back off that. Pause.